The Zera Shimshin says a Mayuridik Azach in this week's Parsha. The Parsha ends off Lehavdil Bein Hachaya Hanachelis. It talks about the concept of Havdalah between different animals that you're allowed to eat. And Chazal Darshan, the Chashivas of being Mavdil Al Hayayin, of making Havdalah on wine and Matzah Shabbos. Chazal give a person a Mayuridik Abracha if he makes Havdalah on wine. You see the Kaich of differentiation with Havdalah ala Yayin. And the Zera Shimshin wants to know, what's the significance of Yayin? Why is Yayin so chashiv? And he mentions the Dalit Kaisis that we are going to drink Bezer Hashem tomorrow night. Be'Yerushalayim HaKadosh, Bezer Hashem. We're going to be zeichet to drink the Dalit Kaisis together with the Karban Pesach, Rabbi. Afal Pisha Yismameh. What does it mean, Afal Pisha Yismameh? Afal Pisha Yismameh means that the Hanhaga of Mashiach is that it's Yismamea. It waits. It comes slowly, but slowly, but slowly. That is the Hanhaga of Mashiach. And Abay Say, Im Kolzeh, Achakaloi Bechol Yoim Sheyavay. We never give up. Tzipisa Li Yeshua. That's the Kayach that brings Mashiach. So what is the Kayach of Dalit Kaisis? Zog the Frektas Arshim Shem. What's so unique? You make Havdalah Yayin. You got to mention Purim. Also, the Sumi Purim. What's the Kayach of Yayin? So he says, Amari, the Kazakh, I'm going to add a little bit. He said, the Kayach of Yayin is to break a person's limitations. Yayin, break a person drinks a little wine, he gets a little open, he starts being able to produce things and do things that he was never able to do before. The Kayach of Yayin shows a person that he's unlimited, brings out the ruchnius in a person, the Kayach ruchni that a person has. Now sometimes a person could use Yayin for the bad. So Mela, we have to be able to, we make Havdalah on Shabbos, we're showing the Kayach of Yayin to differentiate between Kodesh L'Chayah. A person could use Yayin, Rachmon Slan, for bad things, to let himself loose, and Chas Shem do Averis. Or a person could use Yayin on Purim, to be able to break free of his limitations. And what's relevant to us is a person using Yayin on Pesach. The reason why we use drink four kaisis is connected to four lashonis of geula, but a person is made out of four things. A person's body is made, and a neshama is made out of four things: fire, water, dirt, and air. Those are the four materials, the makeup of a person. And when a person drinks his kais of yayin, he's breaking free of his limitation of all, every single aspect of his body becomes free. Chazman Chayrusayner, Rabbi Yisai. We didn't just get out of Mitzrayim. We're not just, Baruch Hashem, going to get out of the Golas, but it's a freedom from all our limitations. It's a freedom from everything that holds us back and says we can't do this, we can't do that, we're too small, we don't have the Koyach. The Koyach of Yayin breaks our limitations, Rabbi Yisai. And that is our opportunity to use this tremendous man of Zman Chayrusayner, Bir Chametz. When we're doing Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz, we are doing something inherent in ourselves. Even though we don't feel it, we're getting rid of our Yetzahara, we're getting rid of our Chametz. We should taka b'zoiche to use this tremendous time to break free of our limitations, to be a Zman Chayruseinu, to be free from the Ezez Hashem, the Haitik Golas Bez Hashem, we're going to be free. And every person's Golas HaNefesh, we're going to be zeichet to have chayrus. We're going to be zeichet to break free from our limitations. We're going to be zeichet to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo in an endless capacity. Be'ezus Hashem, b'mheir v'yameinu, amein v'yamein.